Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. I'm with Chloe Sevigny and Charlie Plummer, actors in the film. Sorry. Thank you so much. Lino Pete, Charlie Thompson. See what happens when I start talking about something else. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So, first of all, is it normal that I cried a lot in the end? Was for you? Did you watch it already?
I have seen it, yeah. And it was certainly an emotional experience for me watching it because it took up a big chunk of my life and it was a very emotional time in my life. So, getting to see it on the screen, it was very impactful for me.
How did it start for you, Chloe?
I'm going to see it tonight at the world premiere, which I'm very excited about because I love to see films with a larger audience. Often when I work in films, then they offer you to see it prior in a screening room and you're by yourself. And I feel like I can't ever really... It's just not the best viewing experience for me. I'd rather get swept up in the emotion of it. And for me, like these sort of world premieres that I grew up going to at huge festivals around the world and being swept up in the frenzy of it and the premiere is just like that feeling and that adrenaline is something that I have always cherished and loved and want to experience again. Of course, promoting it prior to seeing it is a little hard, but that's okay.
So how did it start for you,
I'm
this collaboration with Andrew?
My agent sent me the script and she said they were interested in me for the role of the aunt. Who appears at the end of the picture, and she said, but I'm going to fight for you to play Bonnie, because obviously it's a larger role. The aunt is a pivotal role, but she wanted me to have a little something more to sink my teeth into. So we kind of went after it, pretty traditional way.
So Charlie, what did it happen for you?
It was not very exciting. I sent in an audition, and then I think they liked me enough to ask me to do another one, and I did another one, and then they liked me enough after that to cast me. But that was it. I hadn't met with Andrew, and afterwards I met with him. And
in the press conference, they were discussing about the film not being a coming-of-age film, but something of the opposite path. So what do you think, how did you feel it while working on it?
Well, I think it has, whether you want to call it a coming-of-age film or not, I think it has similarities with the coming-of-age film where it focuses on a young person who grows tremendously throughout the course of the film. And so whatever word you want to use to describe that, I definitely think that's a pivotal part of the story. And being a part of that, I mean, it was fantastic.
Chloe, you're not in whole the film, but your presence is very essential for his growth, if you want to call it like this. So how did you talk about the script, and when you worked with Andrew, how did you perceive that? Did you feel that you have, you know, some responsibility while on scene with him?
I mean, I think I felt a little more responsible because I was one of the only women that he encounters. And we talked a lot about her communicating with him, like not as a child, and just being more salt of the earth and kind of tough love-ish and, you know, very practical and not babying him or mothering him or anything, just kind of talking to him more as a peer. And so there was discussion around that, and I had a lot of background on the Bonnie character from the author of the novel, and that was very helpful to draw from. Her real life experiences.
So was she like that in the novel? I mean, so practical, so okay, even content with the life, and okay with what happens.
I think it's very hard for women who work and live in that environment in horse racing, and in the novel she struggled with her addictions a bit more than what we portray on the screen.
What about Charlie in the novel?
Well, in the novel, it's all from his point of view, and so for me to be able to read that, that was pretty impactful on my interpretation of the film and the performance, because the character in the film doesn't speak as much, and it's a lot of internal dialogue that he has with himself and with the horse, and so it was very, very helpful to be able to read the novel and to be able to kind of have that thought process put out on a page.
Thank you so much, Charlie Plummer, Chloe Sevigny, for being with us. Good luck with Leon Pete.
Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti, that's Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.